We come back to the thought of priorities last night. It's where I'm putting my priorities. Is it really seeking the kingdom of God? Is it really having a desire on a daily basis to have some spiritual gain, to trade every day for the Lord? God looks for that. But he was a man that buried it in a napkin. And all of his natural energy, his natural sweat, right? Go back to Genesis. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. And that's the natural man. The prodigal, he comes back, you know what? Don't make me a son. I'm a servant. Let me work for this position. God says, it's yours by right. You're sons. But there's something that we have to do with what we've been given, young people. That's the side of responsibility. God has placed us in this position of privilege, but the responsibility, young people, is that we be busy. We occupy. That it be our jobs. That it be our mindset every day so that we hear, well done.
This passage itself, though, really testifies to the glory of God as all the Bible should. But we can see if we were this good servant, like the best we could ever do as far as coming to grow in the knowledge of the glory of our God, the best we could ever do is we'll end up being faithful in a very little, because that verse in 2 Corinthians 4 even just testifies to the infinite power of the Creator. He says, the God who commanded light to come out of darkness. And he's appealing to the Creator, just as we looked at yesterday, the same Creator who could give all our needs and increase our stature can also increase our growth in knowing him, knowing and growing in his grace. And as you were saying, that unfaithful servant really did not know his Lord, because the Lord was the one reaping, the one he was sowing, and he was reaping. He was giving that grace to his servants for them to be faithful. It's just as the Apostle Paul said, it's by the grace of God that I am what I am, and it's nothing else. There was no energies of the natural man or the physical man or the flesh. And just to repeat the question, I don't know if we got onto what the bank exactly was.
Yes. I was just thinking in terms of the bank. When you trade, if you are an active trader, then you're involved in following that money from start to finish to make sure that it is gaining. In this case, the man did none of that. So the Lord is saying to him, at least if you'd gone to the bank and you just dropped it in the bank and left it there, the bank manager would have looked after it. He would have traded it. I think what he's implying is that the least that we could have done was deposited that pound in somebody else and left it there. That pound would be activated by them, and they would do the increase while you sit by thinking that you don't have to do anything. So he's saying, at least if you'd done that, it would have increased. But you didn't love me enough. You didn't think of my interest enough, even just to drop it in someone and leave it there.
Well, we could continue.
I want to say just one little word. David, and I think this is a good lesson for each of us here. David learned at Grove City last year that there was a little different view of this verse than he had previously held. I learned that today. I want to encourage each of us as brethren. This is the wonderful thing about a Bible study. Somebody once said, Frank Wallace, a lot of years ago, that it's on the anvil of brotherly discussion that the truth of Scripture is hammered out.
Yes.
And this is what we would covet for you young brothers and sisters as you grow up and get older, that we might be flexible in the presence of the Lord to be able to learn from Him. I'm happy that you brought that up, Dave. I thought immediately of 1 Corinthians 3 when you expressed it.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we'll think about it. And I know our time is gone.
We were happy that it came up this year because we were helped. Yeah.